Thanks to some clever engineering, NASA's Voyager 2 has enough power to continue doing science in interstellar space.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
Voyager 1 and its twin, Voyager 2, are the only spacecraft to operate outside the heliosphere, the protective bubble of particles and magnetic fields generated by our sun. The Voyagers get their power from radioisotope thermoelectric generators, devices that convert heat from decaying plutonium into electricity. Due to the plutonium depletion, both probes lose power each year. After almost a half century since launch, the spacecraft power margins have grown razor thin. Since 2024, the team was forced to shut down two science instruments on each spacecraft. In a move they called the Big Bang, engineers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory recently turned off certain devices and simultaneously substituted them with lower power alternatives, while ensuring Voyager 2 remains warm enough to operate. Without the power swap, the mission would need to turn off another science instrument before the end of this year. But the savings should provide enough power to keep all three instruments operating for an extra year at least. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pullen.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA. Visit us online at innovationnow.us.